Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Kind of stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I take Ozempic, but I don't have Ozempic face. Am I getting ripped off, or am I still fat? That's my buddy Paul. Well, you know what? I did notice that the two people I mentioned that the picture was that Scott dude and that Jessica Simpson were not big fat people. They were not.
No.
They start taking Ozempic to lose a pound or two off their bellies. But I think that might be the reason, because they were already not fat. And you start taking this. I am familiar with somebody asked about that to the doctor. The doctor said, listen, you're not that big. I said, just start eating better and lose weight that way. And they did. Yeah.
Is that purely a weight loss drug, or is it used for other things?
No, it's...
It started out as something else, but it is a weight loss
now. I thought
now.
It was for diabetic. I thought it was to keep
originally,
your blood sugar in check.
Yeah, but you can just take it now. You
yeah, they prescribe it for weight loss. Simply yeah, for did. Weight loss.
Exactly. Started off doing that, right. Exactly, Tony.
By the way, the Isle of Shame at Aldi says $13 sneakers on Wednesdays.
But your size, though? They won't have Puss' size.
Well, probably not.
No. No, nobody has my size.
Can you sit down in the aisle and try on the shoes at an Aldi's?
You know? I suppose that you could.
And what's the brand of $13 sneakers?
Oh, I don't think it's a name brand.
Okay.
It's probably thinking, store brand.
Yeah.
The one with the N on it. What's the one with the N on it?
Nike.
No. The
New Balance.
N. New Balance, exactly. The New Balance. The old dudes, the white New Balance.
And New Balance has got they're trying to,
but it's still old dude sneaker, man.
They're making a comeback.
Yeah,
New Balances
so.
Have a whole kind of new following of being cool
yeah,
again.
Yeah, I see a lot of the gym, but you know, I also see a pair of New Balance on my dad's feet when I
exactly.
go to the gym.
Yeah. And that's never going away. Nope. So that's what to me there'd always be. I even had a pair of those like 8-10 years ago. My daughter started making fun of me. I said, "You're right; these look like hell." So I got rid of them.
But like they've gone into the like I think it's Kawhi Leonard. Wears New Balance basketball shoes.
Okay,
and
they're trying to make it hip, I'm sure.
They've got some guys in MLB that are wearing...
But Todd's dad still wears them.
I want to say that's what they're not going to be able to avoid.
Yeah,
Shohei Ohtani, I think, is a New Balance guy.
All right.
I don't remember this. One Isle of Shame item. A sparkly $13 wrap dress had a viral moment last fall on Good Morning America. Shoppers flooded social media with photos of the versatile dress that seemed to complement a variety of body shapes.
Is there a dressing room in a grocery store? Can
nope.
I try this on?
I don't recall seeing one.
Yep, there are hanging bamboo lamps for $9.
Ah, right. I need one of those.
Yeah. And down south, they call it the Isle of S.
We just sold a bunch today, though.
Well, I'm,
people are driving past the Aldi's where we're broadcasting.
Well, they're making a note for Wednesday.
Right.
Oh, Wednesday, that's right, right.
Yeah,
right.
Now I'm curious myself.
Yeah.
Maybe not curious
go
enough
today to, and find
to,
out,
to go check it out, but I'm curious.
Grab your New Balance and head over there. All right. walk around with your cargo shorts, your New Balance. You know. Walk around. And your Husker hat. Wear a Husker hat, too. You got to wear a Husker hat.
Oh, Nick's you got it, yeah.
Nick's probably got one there. You got to wear a big red Husker hat.
I think
big
you fit in better.
Yeah, that look, you won't be... You swing a bat and hit about eight guys.
I did. When we were driving home, yesterday we had a, you know, the cars full of everybody. Then I noticed that everybody was just doing their own thing, headphones in, whatever. So I'm like, all right, guess I'm putting press conferences on the Bluetooth.
How does your wife not murder you when you do that? She wasn't wearing headphones, was she?
She was reading.
All right.
Okay, who's driving?
I was driving.
Oh, okay. I thought she was driving.
No.
Who the hell's driving, man? All right.
What was it watching? I just listened to the audio. The press conferences are not a visual spectacular.
Or an audio spectacular.
Well, you got to be kept. And it really helped me save time because then I didn't have to do that when I got home. I didn't do anything else. I just took a nap.
Have to do that.
I had to click it off my, this is purely football too, right?
Yes.
So your April college football press conference, you are a sick man.
Well, you got to know what's going on with spring practice.
Well, you got to,
in the transfer portal, there's lots to keep track of.
Yeah. Try to win a game.
When is the spring game?
April 27th.
Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's Saturday.
It's Saturday. Why don't you go down to that?
I might.
I thought you have a show that night.
I do.
On the
spring game's early.
I need to be funny tour. What's it called again?
Needy comedy. Yeah.
Is everybody happy?
Is everybody happy tour?
What is the status on the turd polishing of Memorial Stadium? Is that going to happen now?
No.
No.
Not now.
It sounds like the athletic director does realize some things need to be done, but I'm not sure what the scope of it will be.
He should just say the place is a dump and needs to be fixed up, and it does. And that fan base deserves a better stadium, at least a better structure inside the stadium. I mean, I think that.
But the plan that I heard.
I say it that way because the fan base has always been there. We know that. And the stadium is not cool inside that place. It's not cool.
The renovation plans I heard would be fewer seats.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. And then you would think that would make it easier to have a real sellout.
And you want to fake it anymore,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. But they don't mind faking it, apparently.
No.
No.
They've been faking it for years. Right.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of stadiums, did you guys see that story I sent you about the Clippers?
I was watching a Clipper game yesterday, actually.
They're opening up their new stadium next year.
Yeah,
they built their own place. They're not going to share the building with the Lakers anymore.
Right.
I forget the name, the Intuit Dome.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before. They've got this section behind the baskets that they're calling the wall.
Okay.
And it's like 53 rows. And it creates just this wall of fans, and you can't sit there if you're wearing the opposing team's gear. Like it's a very, they want it to be
just all
Clipper fans.
Got it.
But they announced last week you can buy a $1,300 season ticket. It works out to like $30 a game to sit there in those wall seats.
And if you get there early enough, you can pick your seat.
It's first come, first serve.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. So if you get there early, you can get, they said, as low as the third row.
That's cool. That's like college kids camping out. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Because decent, great seats in NBA games are a fortune, man.
Yeah, these things work out.
A fortune.
Like, say, $30 a game for 41 games, and it's first come. So if you get there early, you could be right down by the court for $30 a game.
Yeah, bring back the standing in line. It shows people who are dedicated, not just people who can buy their way to the front row.
Yeah.
Well, that's always going to happen.
Well, I know, but it's nice to see that, we're going to make you put a little effort in.
And the problem with the front row
reward you for your effort.
at any NBA game, you'll see the front row, especially the bigger towns, Boston, New York, and L.A. And Chicago and stuff like that. You'll see the hot chicks in the front row with their older husbands. Because the older husband hasn't got money.
Yeah.
But they're just sitting there all dressed to the nines, but they're just staring at their phone. Like right in front of them, like two of the best basketball players ever dribbling the ball right in front of them. And they're just looking right at their phone, you know. Am I hot?
Am I hot?
Oh, so this is, and it says here, they call it the ultimate wall pass for these seats.
Oh, you can bring a friend.
Yeah, you can, you can make a sit with friend reservation before attending the game, ensuring that you're seated next to others with the same type of ticket, and you can buy what they call a wall, shareable wall pass for an additional $800. Then you can split those tickets amongst up to four people, it says.
Now, you cannot wear another team's jersey anywhere on that
no.
side.
No. And so you,
kick,
I think,
and they have the right to kick your ass out, right?
And I think they also said like you can only resell those tickets through the
to
Clippers.
A fellow Clippers fan, right?
Yeah, okay. Through the Clippers website because they want it. It wants, you know, they want their own Cameron crazies or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty
and
cool.
I kind of like
idea.
It.
I like that too. Yeah,
I mean,
some of that seems a little over the top. Like if you've got a friend that's in town that happens to be a fan of the other team, they could go. They just can't wear opposing gear.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they can't wear the other team's gear.
That. Well, when the Lakers play there, Nick, I mean, most people in L.A. are Laker fans, not Clipper fans. So
yeah,
right.
So if you've got a Lakers friend,
play across the street,
you want to go to the game? Oh, I've got my Lakers.
Actually,
shirt
Laker
on.
Fans might actually be murdered. They might just kill you. Might just kill you. You know.
It looks like a really cool stadium, and to see an NBA game in L.A. for $30 is.
Oh, yeah, I'd do that in a heartbeat. But
I mean, that sounds
I'm a
pretty cool,
fan, though, too. So I'd have a green jersey.
It's cheaper
on.
Than a trip to the concession stand.
Probably.
Get your ass up, right?
Probably.
So you guys all saw that bit. I love the bit. Mulaney's bit about Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Oh, clip?
Yeah.
It's a funny clip, man. I guess the audience hasn't heard that.
Oh, he
I think we
that?
Played it. I think we played it with the day
we
after
did
the
time.
Oscars.
We did at the time. I'd like to revisit
it. It was at the Oscars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Costner loved it.
Oh, really?
Costner came out and he was on a podcast somewhere and he was asked about it. He said, I watched it twice. He goes, I loved it. And he goes, I got to meet that guy. He's a genius. And I'm thinking, if I'm Mulaney, I'm calling Costner. Say, please have lunch
with
me.
I read yeah. Costner's quote was, and well, he summed it up pretty good.
He did.
Yeah.
And maybe after the break we get that clip because I think the audience has heard that. It's funny how he describes what that movie was about at the Oscars. And Mulaney's really, really funny. And also he can swing the D because, you know, his woman is
Olivia
Munn.
Munn?
Yep. Yeah, Olivia Munn, yeah.
He can swing the D. Wasn't that
unlike
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers, yeah. Right, exactly, right.
Do you think that's why he's so mad about everything?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons he's so mad about.
Oh, he's a nut job for that matter. We don't
New
know
York
that.
Jets legend Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
it's tough news for him. Yeah. New York Jets legend.
You keep pushing
Aaron Rodgers,
but you know Favre will always be a
Minnesota
Packer.
Vikings
nah,
legend.
You've been
Brett
doing that
Favre.
Since day one, right?
I think I just adopted that after we found out what a miserable puke he is.
Of which one? All of them.
Well, Favre I started throwing to the Vikings.
Yeah. MAGA Favre and, you know.
Yeah.
And conspiracy douchebag Aaron Rodgers.
Forever a Green Bay Packer.
Always.
Yeah. He's a Green Bay Packer.
New York Jets legend Aaron Rodgers.
As big as a door.
I was a goner.
Liberace got railed by a Green Bay Packer. That's the bit right there. So, all right. All right, Mr. Skin later on this morning. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.